Good morning. The Secretary General will start giving you a short rundown of what we're expecting from the ministerial today, and then we'll be able to take a few questions. Secretary General.
Good morning. The security environment in which we meet today is dark. Terrorist attacks, violent instability, the breach of international rules. These are serious challenges from many different directions. And NATO is responding. Today and tomorrow, we will take the next steps. First, we will decide on how we continue to support a stable Afghanistan, because this is in the interest of our own security. We will discuss how we continue our mission to train, advise, and assist Afghan forces during 2016. We will start discussing the funding for the Afghan forces after 2017. And we will look at ways to strengthen our long-term partnership with Afghanistan. Second, we will step up efforts to deal with challenges from the south. Because the rise of violent extremism and the recent terrorist attacks show we are dealing with a qualitatively new challenge. The increased readiness and preparedness of our forces is highly relevant to the south. We will work on further measures to assure Turkish security. And we will enhance our support for partners to increase their ability to defend themselves. Third, we will adopt a new strategy for dealing with hybrid warfare, which applies in all directions as well. Fourth, we will discuss ways to restore predictability in our relationship with Russia, and to step up work on transparency and risk reductions, to avoid incidents and accidents spiraling out of control. Fifth, we will review the support we have been providing to Ukraine in areas such as command and control, logistics, and cyber. And last but not least, tomorrow, foreign ministers will decide whether to invite Montenegro to begin accession talks to join NATO and become the 29th member of the alliance. So I have given you the six main points of this important meeting, and I'm ready to take some questions.
Radio Free Europe at the end.
I'm Mustafa Sauer from Radio Free Europe. Mr. Secretary General, how important is Afghanistan for this ministerial meeting?
Thank you.
Afghanistan is important for NATO, and Afghanistan is important at this ministerial meeting. We have been focused on Afghanistan for several years, and we remain focused on Afghanistan. And at this meeting, we will address especially three elements in our cooperation with Afghanistan. The first is to decide on our military presence, the troop levels of NATO forces, Russian support forces in Afghanistan during 2016. The second decision and the second topic we will address is to discuss how we are going to start the campaign for mobilizing the necessary funds, finances for funding the national Afghan forces also after 2017. The third element in our discussions on Afghanistan will be to address and discuss the long-term political partnership cooperation we are going to establish and develop with Afghanistan, the enduring partnership. And we will also have the Afghan foreign minister present at the meeting, and Afghanistan is going to be one of the main issues we are going to address, and we are going to make important decisions about our troop levels and the sustainment of our operation in Afghanistan.
Al-Arabiya.
Nordin Fridi from Arab Institute General. I have a question about your strategy towards the South, mainly the war against Daesh. Is there any specific contribution that NATO is providing in the war against Daesh in Syria and Iraq? And on the other part, in the other part of the Mediterranean, Daesh is already totally controlling a city like Sirte in Libya and may expand and threatening and destabilizing Tunisia, for example. What could be, should the international community launch a second war in the same time while it is, let's say, targeting Daesh in Syria and Iraq, and in the same time launching another war against Daesh in Tripoli, in Libya, or should the international community wait? And the, if so, it may wait a long time because there is no hope for a political solution very soon.
NATO is playing a key role in the fight against ISIL, and NATO and NATO allies are playing a key role because we are doing many different things to fight ISIL. All NATO allies are a part of the coalition, the anti-ISIL coalition, and I think it is of great importance for the coalition that both NATO allies, but also many NATO partners, are part of the coalition, and they can take advantage of the interoperability that we have developed, our ability to work together, which we have developed over many years through NATO military operations, but also through NATO exercises. So the backbone of the forces in the coalition is provided by NATO and NATO partners. Second, NATO as an alliance is very focused on how we can address the root causes and also mobilize local forces and help countries in the region to increase their capacity to defend themselves and also to stabilize the region. And that's exactly why we are so focused on how we can project stability, not only by deploying our own forces, but also project stability by building local capacity. And that's exactly what we are doing when we now are focusing on what we call defense capacity building and train and assist and advise local forces. We have agreed with the Iraqi government to start training of Iraqi officers, and we will do that first in Jordan, later on in Turkey, and train Iraqi officers. We have engaged with the government of Jordan to do defense capacity building there, help modernize, train, assist them in increasing their capacities to stabilize their own country and to defend themselves. And we are, for instance, working with Tunisia, a key country in North Africa, in the fight against ISIL. So we are doing a lot also when it comes to defense capacity building, which is key in the fight against ISIL and building local building capacity in the region. I would also like to add that what we are doing in Afghanistan is also very closely linked to the overall fight against terrorism, extremism. And Afghanistan is our biggest military operation, and we will make important decisions at this meeting related to sustaining our troop levels in Afghanistan. When it comes to Libya, just briefly, I will say that there are no plans to launch a new military operation in Libya. We fully support the efforts to try to find a political solution, a negotiated peaceful solution. We don't believe that is easy, but we believe that's the only way forward to support all the efforts of the UN and others to try to find a political negotiated solution. Then we stand ready to do defense capacity building if there is such a political solution.
Europa Press.
Secretary General over here. First question on Turkey. So allies today should agree to prepare a package of security measures for Turkey. We've heard that this should be approved as such in February. Is there any way to advance the package? My second quick question is related also to the polemic of the incident that we had between Turkey and downing the Russian plane. Yesterday, President Putin said that most of the leaders that he had talked to had actually admitted to him that it was actually not necessary to down the plane. I don't know if you share this assessment, although you have defended that Turkey has the right to defend its own airspace. And would you agree with President Erdogan that that Russia has to present evidence that of Turkey's presumed involvement with the ISIS oil trade business? And also a quick remark. Sorry.
Because we're running late. Thank you.
NATO has for decades supported Turkey as a NATO ally. And we have standing defense plans for Turkey. And we have, over the last years, also augmented the air defenses of Turkey. And we will discuss at this meeting how we can continue to support Turkey and how we can continue to provide different kinds of assurance measures. But I would like to underline that when we now are addressing how we can continue to augment the air defenses of Turkey, how we can continue to follow up the standing defense plans for Turkey, that is something which is not related to the incident last week, because that is something which has been going on for several years, and it's part of what NATO does, and it's part of our long-term commitment to an ally, Turkey. So what we already have in Turkey is that Spain is providing a Patriot battery to support Turkish air defenses. The United States has deployed aircraft to support Turkish air defense on a bilateral basis. The United Kingdom has announced that it will base some aircraft alongside other allies as part of NATO decisions. And Germany and Denmark will contribute command ships to NATO's standing naval forces. And other nations will also provide naval capabilities to our standing naval forces, and we will have deployed some of these capabilities in the Mediterranean. All of this is relevant for Turkey. It's part of the assurance measures for Turkey, and I also expect other allies to make further commitments. And we expect to take some new decisions within weeks on the assurance measures for Turkey. But once again, we have been there for many years. We have augmented the air defenses of Turkey for several years. And we have decided to address the need to support Turkey before the incident last week. So that has been on our agenda for a long time. I think the focus now should be on how we can de-escalate, how we can calm tensions, and how we can address the need to improve, strengthen mechanisms to avoid that kind of incidents that we saw last week, and to create more predictability, more transparency, and improve the lines of military communications so we avoid or prevent this, that kind of incidents to happen in the future.
One very last question, BBC. The bank.
Yes, Secretary General Jonathan Marcus from the BBC. With so many NATO countries engaged in the air operations over Syria, are you at all concerned, are your military advisers concerned by the deployment of a very powerful Russian air defence system near Latakia, the S-400? It can reach out up to the Turkish Syrian border, way out into the eastern Mediterranean as well. And it's interesting that over recent days, the number of coalition air operations in Syria seems to have gone down dramatically. Yesterday, there was only a single strike with a drone in Syria. So, to your knowledge, are the new Russian air defences hampering coalition air operations over Syria? How concerned is NATO about the deployment of that system?
What we have seen over a long period of time is that Russia is deploying advanced military capabilities, both in Syria, in the eastern part of the Mediterranean, but also alongside NATO borders in other parts of Europe. We have seen that up in the high north. We have seen it in the Baltic Sea, especially in Kaliningrad, and we've also seen it in the Black Sea and in Crimea. And this is part of a pattern where we see that Russia is developing what is called anti-access area denial capabilities. And that is exactly one of the reasons why NATO is adapting. That's the reason why we have increased the readiness and the preparedness of our forces. That's the reasons why. That's one of the reasons why we have increased our military presence in the eastern part of the alliance. And that's the reason also why we are now addressing how we can develop, strengthen our deterrence and continue to adapt our military capabilities to a more assertive Russia and to a Russia which has deployed modern, advanced military capabilities alongside NATO borders many places in Europe. So this is something we are responding to. We are following it and assessing it very closely. And NATO is adapting to a new security environment, and that's part of the new security environment.
Thank you very much indeed. We'll see you later throughout the day. Thank you.
Thank you.